At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Jim, first of all, welcome in. And I would imagine the fact that we have in the headlines, you know, rockets and children thinking about and being excited about and making it cool to talk about rockets, outer space, dreaming of being an astronaut. It has to be music to your ears, Jim.
It's the future I've been working for over 40 years now. And, you know, when I was a kid, we just assumed that space was part of the American frontier, that space was the next thing that a frontier nation was going to go do and take on and open up to create opportunities for people, to create new resources, to learn new things, to build new achievements. And it turned out that what we were doing in space was we had set up a government agency to sort of do space for us, and that's changing now with SpaceX and Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic and, you know, countless other commercial companies that have been getting involved in space over the last 20 years or more. Space really is becoming a frontier. It's becoming possible for people, your listeners, to one day actually fly in space. It's absolutely possible right now for students listening to your show to go help build a small satellite that could fly into space for $100,000 as an experiment.
Cool.
So everyone can touch space, and space touches everyone. And it's not just the province of astronauts anymore. It's open to everyone.
And so for you, you know, looking at the landscape and the changes, you know, that you've witnessed, because you were there in the 80s and thinking about working with Gingrich and all of that, and that laying some of the groundwork for what we're seeing today. So how does it now get supersized, if you will, that somebody who is, because I have teenage sons, right? So Elon Musk is cool to them. And so they watch Elon. They, not for the political reasons necessarily. They just think he's a cool guy, what he does, his companies, space exploration, all. So it's cool again.
And,
right? So how does that then, how do you embrace that or build upon that? I don't know if you've, and I don't know how it works, because I don't know if he's somebody who you actually know or you've crossed paths with because of all of your work.
I've met Elon several times.
Okay.
And I have consulted for SpaceX in the past. And so Elon is someone who came to America to follow the American dream, because he knew it was a land of opportunity. It was a place where his being smart and creative could make a difference, could lift up his life and his family. And he has really demonstrated that you can make almost anything of yourself in this country if you try hard and work really hard and apply yourself and take risks and sometimes fall down and then take more risks. That that is what we want our young people to aspire to. That is what we want our children, our grandchildren to believe in, because that's what advances our both them individually and us collectively as a society forward. And space is naturally, you know, that leading edge of the frontier. It is that exciting place where we will be able to go actually live, where we will actually be able to get to go build cities and you know, a city on Mars or a research facility on the moon or large space stations in Earth orbit, build devices that can collect solar energy unfiltered by the atmosphere 24 hours a day where it never rains in space, and beam that energy down to the surface of the Earth to provide us carbon-free energy. So there's all sorts of opportunities out there. We just have to open it up to everyone. And that's what, frankly, my life has been about. That's what Elon's been doing with SpaceX. Mm-hmm. And it is an amazing future, and I'm so glad that before I retire, we're seeing it realized now.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Jim, because you hear or you see Elon wear the Occupy Mars shirt often, and I wonder, is that the primary goal of SpaceX at this point, is to occupy Mars, is to colonize Mars? And I'm curious as to what you expect that to look like and how that would unfold. Is it first you're going to send mining operations, then you expand into cities? How does that all work, in your opinion?
So, you know, he created that T-shirt way back when the Occupy Wall Street, you know, protests were going on in New York City and elsewhere. And the idea was that what we should do is go occupy a new place, a new planet. He believes that humanity should become a multiplanetary species, that we shouldn't limit ourselves to just the cradle, that we should, you know, go and live and expand beyond the cradle of Earth. We should take care of Earth. We should preserve it, but we should build on it, and we should go out to other planets that can support human life. Obviously, with a lot of engineering and technology, because Mars isn't set up for us to live there right now. Initially, it's going to take cargo missions. It's going to take some initial flights of Starship. He's talked about doing it in 2026, sending several Starships to Mars with experiments and mining equipment and robots and things like that. And if it turns out that they work out and they're able to, for example, start to take the carbon dioxide, very thin atmosphere on Mars, but there is some carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and begin to take that and turn it into oxygen, and collect that. Perhaps turn some of it along with water into methane, so that you would have fuel for the rocket to come back from Mars. As soon as you can start doing things like that and start, quote, living off the land on Mars, you make it possible to go there and come back more cheaply. And then you can start to sustain people living there. It'll start very small. It'll be like a little camp with a few people. But you know, over time, it will grow, just as the very first explorations to uncharted lands, 500 years were, you know, they started small and they grew over time. And the great thing about Mars is that there are no life forms. There are no people there now. So we're not taking the land from anyone. We're just going to open up new opportunities, on uncharted, unspoiled, on an unspoiled planet.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And just like with anything else, Jim, we're continuing the conversation with Jim Muncie. You know, it's the old saying, with great power comes great responsibility, which is, you can tell I'm a mom of boys, and that's Stan Lee and Spider-Man. But the truth is that the mine, I know I have to incorporate that, the mining of asteroids for things like iron and those precious metals, as well as water. But do you have to take and think about the safety gaps, if you will, to make sure that greed doesn't overcome the situation, and that everything is done properly and legally, and that we think ahead as to how this looks. So we want to attract the private sector, but on the other hand, we don't want greed to lead this.
Well, we certainly, if we go and like harvest a piece of an asteroid, we don't want to bring the asteroid back into Earth orbit in such a way that it actually re-enters the atmosphere and lands on Earth and kills a bunch of people. So obviously we want to be careful. Mm-hmm. The Outer Space Treaty of 1967 was the first big UN space treaty, and it provides for protecting people on the ground, people on Earth who are not actually involved in space, protecting them from all risks from space. So when Starship launches from Boca Chica, Texas, the FAA's safety responsibility is to protect the uninvolved public, to protect people that aren't involved in the launch activity, who aren't going to necessarily directly benefit from the launch, but that it allows SpaceX to take the risk of spending its own money, building its own rocket, flying its own payloads to space. And if it works and the payloads work and they can make money from those payloads, then SpaceX benefits. And if the rocket doesn't work, as long as it doesn't hurt someone, as long as it doesn't damage property on the Earth, it's okay. So it isn't the government's job to decide whether or not the rocket will work. It's the government's job to make sure that the rocket doesn't hurt any other people. And that's really the whole regulatory approach of the federal government in space, is to protect people that aren't involved from the risks involved in spaceflight, because spaceflight is risky. And it's going to be that way for a long time. It, you know, hopefully Starship and other systems will be fully reusable, and they will fly hundreds of times a year, and then thousands of times a year, and then tens of thousands of times a year. But they will never be as frequent as aviation is today, at least not for a long time. And aviation, because we've been flying airplanes for 120 years now, it's gotten very, very safe. In fact, you know, when a door falls off a plane, it's really big news that we talk about for like a year, okay? So that's just something that doesn't happen. And we have an expectation of safety when we get on a commercial airplane. Mm-hmm. If you get on board a controlled explosive device, which is what a rocket is, you don't have an expectation of safety. But by flying these things more and more and more, by people being willing to take a risk and buy a ride into space on Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin, New Shepard suborbital vehicle, or on board a Dragon like Jared Isaacman has done a few times now on SpaceX on the Dragon, Crew Dragon capsule. Mm-hmm. You know, they are creating an early market for learning how to do these things safer, because the more we fly, the more we learn, the more reliable the systems become, and over time, it will become as safe as we can possibly make it. It will never be perfectly safe. No actual movement of people anywhere on the planet is perfectly safe. You can't cross the street and be perfectly safe. But, you know, you can't get out of bed necessarily and be perfectly safe. But by learning how to do it better and better and more efficiently and more economically, we make it possible for more and more people to do it. And that's really the goal. We want to democratize space. We want to make it possible for anyone who has a good idea in space to be able to go try their idea. We want scientists, students, everyone to play.
That's my next question. You mentioned students because our American educational system, and obviously in the headlines with political change in the winds, thinking about changing our educational system, you know, you think back in the day, looking at our history, Sputnik, how that changed advances with regard to science and math education. I can tell you when my kids, when they've needed help and will even sign on to a tutor program that's pretty expensive to get the top tutors on math and science, it's somebody across the globe. It is never an American, right? And so we have a real problem in this country with a decline, especially in math and science. So how do we bring this to classrooms? And I know that, look, Jim, our educational system has claimed that NASA is doing some magnet schools and it's not enough. So do we bring the private sector or nonprofits like you're working with into the classroom? And I'll give you an example. China does this. We have a relationship right now. I had a son, my son has done it in his high school, where you have a classroom with a teacher who is teaching Chinese and culture, but it's a partnership between the Chinese government and us. Is there such a partnership that could happen between the public sector and, you know what I'm saying, in the private sector, I should say, to bring these classrooms and this innovation K through 12 so that we can tee up the next great scientists from America?
Well, I would hope that what Elon and, you know, thousands of other employees at SpaceX are doing is showing that science is cool, that learning, that studying math is worth it because you can go do amazing things with math. And therefore, it's creating a magnet. It's pulling on young people to go do cool things. I would hope that seeing that we're opening up space to more and more people to fly there, you know, it used to be that you would, you know, someone like I would go into a school in an area and say, you really should study math and science so you can become an astronaut. But the fact is that the kids' odds were better at joining the NBA than becoming an astronaut. Well, that's not true anymore, okay? The government may not need, you know, thousands of astronauts, but private companies will need thousands of astronauts. They will need, you know, people who can go to space and do biological research up there. We have a company in the U.S. called Redwire that last year printed and using real live tissue in zero gravity, they actually 3D printed a meniscus, which is an important joint in your knee, okay? Yes. Anyone who's old and tired like I am knows that the ability to have a new meniscus, okay, manufactured in space would be a great boon to some of us, okay? So the fact is we're going to need thousands of people who can go to space and do things in space and research and produce and build things in space. The odds are much, much better now if you actually study that there is a really exciting future in space available to you. And, you know, there are tens of thousands more people building rockets and building satellites on the ground. There are, you know, all sorts of new opportunities in space that we can barely just figure out yet that are going to create millions of jobs here on the planet. And so learning about space really will pay off more than, you know, the promise of becoming a government astronaut was, you know, 30 or 40 years ago. So hopefully that's going to make a difference. I personally think we need school choice. I think we need to, foster more education in important school subjects like math and science. If we're gonna give out federal loan guarantees and other things for college, maybe we should give it for students to become doctors and become scientists, but not to become sociologists. You know, maybe we don't need to subsidize things that aren't as important. Crazy idea, but that's just my personal opinion. That's not really a space issue, but yeah. It would be great if we could reinforce good things that really make a difference for society rather than feel-good topics that, people... Mm-hmm. Like to talk about.
Let's eliminate influencer as the number one answer for these kids when they're talking about their dream careers. It should be astronaut or something scientific, right?
It's so true.
So, but I got to tell you, space is so cool right now. Space is, it is, I always thought space was cool because I grew up with Apollo and I saw what was happening, but I just assumed in the 1960s and early 70s that it was being done to make it possible for Americans to go and for all of us to be part of it. And it took a while for me to figure out that that wasn't what the government space program was doing. But now, thanks to partnerships with commercial companies like SpaceX, it is becoming about that. It is become about opening space to everyone. And that's what gives us hope. That's what gives me hope that America won't just, beat China back to the moon, but we're going to have thousands of people living on the moon. We're going to go to Mars. We're going to colonize Mars. We're going to send spacecraft eventually to the outer planets and find out what's there and whether or not we could. I mean, there are outer planets and moons of outer planets that have huge amounts of resources in them. And it'll take a while before it's economically beneficial to harvest that, but eventually it will be. And then we can literally spread the human species throughout the solar system. And then there are more stars to go to, and we can go to the next solar system. There's no limit to the space frontier.
Jim, you can follow Jim as James Muncy at James Muncy on X, by the way. Jim, I could listen to you talk all day. It's just so positive, and just to imagine all of this, it's so exciting. I hope you come back. I hope we can continue the conversation, even take some calls. But what an honor, Jim Muncy, president and co-founder of, Polyspace, but the Space Frontier Foundation.
Yeah, go to spacefrontier.org and you could look it up.
Thanks, Jim. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dawn.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.